people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. I did put those silly pictures of Nellie with me reading the paper and then the damage to my golf cap on Facebook, so you can check that out. It's been a real experience being with her. When you're petting her, she'll stay there with you forever, but if you ignore her any at all, it's let me see what I can find to destroy next. So it's been an experience with her. I wanted to do a couple of things. We'll go back to the phones whenever you like. It's 866-444-3478. We've had one person guess today's mystery photograph. They guessed lilac, which is not what the plant is, and so it's still available. If you guess it, first to guess it, you win one of our online courses, the Natural Organic Certification Course, which is a landscape and gardening course, 15 chapters, and pretty cool. A lot of people are taking it, have taken it, have graduated, certified. Some people in the business are using the certification as part of their marketing, which is perfectly fine. That's part of what it's for, but it's also set up to be good for homeowners as well as professionals. It's thorough, but it's not too complicated in its thoroughness. It covers lots of things. It covers the basic organic program, soil issues, soil building, bed preparation, installation of plants. It has two whole chapters on insects, two whole chapters on trees, disease chapter, irrigation. I mean, it covers the gamut with photographs. I was able to use my photography in a good way because we did it on a screen in a studio, so I was able to use as many of my photographs as I wanted to, different than, you know, doing personal lectures. You're limited in time there. With this, you can do one chapter a month or one chapter a year or do the whole thing all at one time. It would take a few hours to do that, but you can do it as your time permits. And we're delighted that people are receiving it so well. But my books are – oh, what I started to talk about, the newsletter, we changed the photograph. The last news of what I was trying to get around to telling you, the last newsletter we did, we talked about the contest, and we put on it the most current of the contest, and it was a plant called Duranta. And I had two people – after we had already awarded the prize of that and identified it as Duranta, we had two people guess it. And I think it just threw people a little bit that the newsletter was asking to identify the photograph. It was already identified on the photograph and on Instagram and everything. And interesting plant, not used a whole lot in our part of the world. It'll freeze here a lot of winter, so you have to use it almost as a semi-tropical in a protected area or in a pot and move it in and protect it during the winter, especially if we get severe winters or winters that change temperature greatly in a short period of time. It would have a hard time making it. But the current mystery photograph is something completely different. It's on there. If you haven't looked at it, take a look at it. And if you identify it, you win one of our schools and one of the gifts from Espoma. Then back to the books. The books that we have are available to you. Just, you know, they're available. You can buy them in some bookstores still out there. Although bookstores are becoming quite a rare commodity these days. So more people, I guess, are buying the books online. You can get the books from us and accomplish two things at one time. If you buy books that I've written or donate at certain levels, it benefits the nonprofit organization, TORC, that is behind the online school, Texas Organic Research Center. And people a lot of time, and people, a lot of people are taking advantage of that and doing that and ended up as members of the Organic Club of America and getting the seed and getting the other benefits. One of the things we're going to have for the members this fall in September when we have our show with Marty Whittakin, we're going to have kind of a special get-together. And we're kicking around a few things. I'm probably going to present to the members an updated version of my tree lecture where I'm talking about selection and planting and management of trees and also the fabulous trees. Go through that with the members in a room down the hall from the big event room. We're also looking at the possibility of having the fabulous tree presentation set up into not me giving the lecture and explaining it in great detail, but having it in an automatic slideshow that can run in the big room and so everybody can see the slides, see the shots of the trees, and we'll have cut lines on the shot so people can look at as much of it as they want to. And, of course, it can be even longer than my lecture presentation because it's going to be running the whole day. The event will run all day long. It's a one-day event. It's Saturday. It's September the 15th. You can click on the button up there at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com and it takes you to the page that explains the whole thing. Really looking forward to it. My books, on the other hand, are available, like I said, for purchase. And if you do $50 worth, you get membership in that club, the Organic Club of America, which will get the special seminar and the other benefits. At $75 level, you will get not only membership in the club, but the seeds that are from my garden and Bob Webster's garden down in San Antonio. A lot of people ask me which are the best books to buy, and some people are concerned if they're in New Jersey or California or Florida or South Carolina that it says Texas Gardening the Natural Way. And Texas Gardening the Natural Way is one of the books that I recommend the highest for people out there because it's my book. It's the big book. It's the one that has a compilation of all my books together in one book. And even though it says Texas, it's good for the most part all the way through the book, with the exception of just timing in some cases, obviously, when you do things, and then what specific plants you should use wherever you are. And in that case, I recommend working with the local garden centers and experts. Anyway, I recommend that even in Texas because it varies, you know, around in Texas. What are the very best species for you if you live in the Big Bend area versus down in the tip of Texas near near the Mexican border, or you live over in East Texas where you have the sandy soils and all that. So it's a good book for you. The other ones that I'd recommend for people across the country, probably top of the list would be the Organic Manual. It's not regionalized at all. It's the book that I wrote with the intention of putting it back on the market with Mother Earth News, which we did. They published it. And we added a whole lot of information about trees in there. The thing that I talk about the most is, you know, if you've listened to me at all or read any of my stuff, is this root flare exposure business. So many of the problems, we've got a question about fruit trees coming up, and it will probably apply there. The flares, the base of the trees, the part of the trunk that's the flare being buried in the ground is a big, big problem across the country, around the world, really. Plants are being produced at the growing operations too deep in the soil, in ball and burlap situations and in containers, and even bare-rooted, believe it or not, the way they get healed in a bare-rooted situation, people tend to get the trees almost 100% of the time too deep in the soil. We'll talk about that a little bit more when I come back. In fact, we'll talk to Jewel in Rome, Georgia, maybe about that issue. And if you want to talk about some other issue, that's great. Give me a call at 866-444-3478. But that book, The Organic Manual, might be the one you want to take a look at first. Be back with you right after this.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's talk to Jewel in Rome, Georgia, as I said, and then we'll get back to some things I need to do. Hello, Jewel.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Plum. You know the plum tree?
Uh-huh.
Why, when you plant it the first year, I got some plant the first year, they battle real good. But the next year, it won't have nothing on it.
Okay. Do you remember what variety, what kind of plum it is, Jewel?
Yeah, Santa Barbara, I think.
Santa Barbara, okay. Well, like I started talking about, I don't know, I'm pretty sure you heard me before I went on that last break. When I run into problems with people's fruit trees, it is literally 100% of the time I find out if I see a picture or if I go see the trees in person, they're too deep in the ground. And being too deep in the ground, what that does is it buries the flare, the flare that flares out at the bottom of a tree, the base of a tree, is part of the trunk. It's bark tissue, and it's supposed to be above ground and so that it's touching the air and it's breathing. Well, when it's too deep in the ground, and without seeing your tree, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty close to 100% sure that pulling some soil away from the base of your tree would make a huge difference in what you're dealing with. Shutting down production is certainly one of the things that can result from a tree being too deep in the ground. The other things that can happen is it can put the tree in stress so that insects and diseases come and attack it. You know, it's nature's plan to come in and take out trees that are sick. And a plant that's too deep in the ground is going to be sick to some degree. So go out there and be very careful about it. Use a trowel or Japanese planting knife is what I use the most when I'm working around relatively small trees. I've been doing some of it on my own trees at my house. Everybody has this issue, and it'll sometimes come back after you've exposed the flare, after heavy rains or maintenance being not as careful as it should be. The flares get covered again, and you have to expose them. But do that. And then the second thing I'd recommend that you do, Jewel, is go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, and look down at the buttons of all those words down there are buttons, and click on guides, the word in capital letters that says guides, and it gives you the organic fruit and pecan tree program that I recommend, and it explains all the whole process in great detail, probably more than you even need to do, but people that want to do the whole program, I've explained it in detail right there, and it covers soil treatments and sprains and all that sort of thing, all from a natural organic standpoint, of course, not using toxic chemicals. And if the trees is healthy, still leaves look good and all that, I think you can get the production to come back for you without any trouble.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Pat in Barrington, Illinois. Is that correct, Pat?
That is correct. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on?
Well, I spoke with you early winter, and I explained to you I have two blue spruce trees that are stressed, and they're right at my entrance gate, so I have to try to save them. They're over 20 years old,
okay.
And you gave me the instructions to do the sick tree treatment.
Uh-huh.
We did that early spring. My question is, how often do I do that? Do I do it once a month? How often do I do it, and how soon will I see results?
Well, you should see results the very first growing season on a lot of plants. On real slow-growing things like blue spruce, it may take into the second growing season before you'd see something really significant going on. How often you do it, Pat, is subjective. If you do it really thoroughly and expose the flares beautifully, and they're definitely not too deep in the ground anymore, and if you aerate the soil and put out all the amendments that I recommend in the sick tree treatment, which is also under that guides button for everybody listening, you maybe don't have to do it but one time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, the rest of the management, you just simply put out some organic fertilizer or a earthworm castings or a compost product, once or twice a year. The complete, thorough natural organic program says to put out organic fertilizer at a rate of about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet three times a year. But some people, they get their soil in such good shape, good health, they don't have to even do that often. But the sick tree treatment done properly one time is really all you need to do. You can do it more often, and if the tree needs it, that's great, but just don't do it any more than you have to, because it would be a waste of money.
I see. But if I did it a second time, it would only benefit the tree even more.
That's true. In most cases, that would be true, to do it twice. And at that point, stand back and see it improve, and don't waste any more money.
Okay.
All
terrific.
Right?
Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll get back to my stuff and your calls, too, at 866-444-3478. Finish my talk on my books for you when I have time to work that in as well. Don't go away. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's go to Arlington, Texas, and chat with Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning. Got a problem with some roses, or one of them that I'm looking at right now anyways. I lost a big cane. Not a big cane, but a cane last week. And there's a large one. Which would make probably half of this. This Marie Pay rose out here, it's just all the leaves are turning yellow and then dying completely off. And I've had this one here for, gosh, 15 years.
They're not turning red and shriveling and getting that rose rosette look. They're just turning yellow.
No, I've got that on a Lincoln in back.
Okay. And you said it's Marie Poivier?
Yes, sir.
That's a, you know, a rose that's on its own root systems and usually pretty tough.
Yeah, that's why I've had it so long, 20 years.
Okay. One thing about roses that I don't talk about probably as much as I should is that just like any woody plant, they can be buried too deep in the ground. So that'd be one thing to look at. Be very careful and just take some soil off the base and see if maybe the flare, which a rose will have, is too deep in the ground. I would cut off that bad part. The product line called BioSafe is the one I'm really seeing some great results with roses. And it won't be in all the retail stores out there, but you can buy it online, and they have the product that you want to buy. They have several products, and the one you want to buy is called BioSafe Disease Control, and it will be basically a hydrogen peroxide product. It has another acid, I think, in it as well, but it works very, very well. And when you work on a rose or any plant that has a disease like that, I would spray. You can spray.
Think this is a disease?
I'm sorry?
You think this is a disease?
It sounds like it is, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what insect it would be causing that. There's one insect that you could look for, and it would be a sharpshooter or a plant hopper. They're little insects that look like a little...
Hopper.
Uh-huh. They look like little tents sometimes, and sometimes they're the long ones, the sharpshooters, are elongated and kind of roundish looking, and they'll tend to...
I've got those in the daggum garden in the back.
Okay. Well, the same company makes a disease, makes an insect control as well, or you could use any of the essential oils that are on the market for controlling insects, but I think we're probably dealing... in this case, with a stress-related disease issue, and I'd look at the base of the plant, do a little root flare exposure, even though it's a rose, even though it's a bush.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, I guess I'll have to call you back if my okra ever gets up.
Well, I just planted some. I planted some late, and, man, I was surprised it jumped out of the ground so quickly. I treated with Garrett juice. It makes a big difference. So anytime you plant seed of any kind, mist those seed or soak them in a kind of a ready-to-use mixture of Garrett juice, and you'll just see some fantastic improved results.
Right. I did the vinegar. A couple of tablespoons of vinegar overnight.
Well, vinegar works well, but when you do the whole Garrett juice mixture, the vinegar, seaweed, molasses, and compost tea, it gives it all of the different things that benefit the germination of the seed. So give that a try next time. I think you'll be impressed.
Should I try to irrigate with the juice?
Yeah. I use it to treat seed. I use it in the soil as a fertilizer, and I use it as a foliar feed as well, and it works in all three cases very well. Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Appreciate the call. Ken, call us again. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Bill, hang on just a minute. Let me finish one thing I started and didn't get through here on my book. Some of the other books that I'd recommend for people wherever you are in the country also have the state Texas in the name of the book. Herbs for Texas is a good example, and Texas Trees. Those two books, even though they have Texas in the name, are very good for people out there across the board. The Herbs for Texas may be my best kept secret, and maybe the book that's the best kept secret, because it covers the culinary and medicinal herbs that are commonly talked about, you know, lavender, basil, thyme, and all the usual kinds of things. But it also covers edible landscape plants and some things that are out of the ordinary. In other words, any plant that has a use other than looking pretty, I consider a herb. So we cover all those, and we cover them not only with photography but with very detailed explanation, probably more so than any of my other plant books. So take a look at it. It's the Herbs for Texas. And once again, no matter where you live, if you simply adjust the timing on when you do things in specific plants, my books work for people coast to coast and border to border. And the herbs, for the most part, are plants that are really tough and durable, and you hear everybody talking about basically the same ones across the country, which we do. But we talk about the natural organic program of how to prepare the beds properly, how to take care of insect and disease problems that come up, and some little tips, little tricks that we've learned through the year that I think you will like. And again, it's one that you can get through dirtdoctor.com and help support Texas Organic Research Center, or you can order online, and maybe your local bookstores have them in stock. I've got about 15 books. I'll cover some of the others and all when we get some time here later on today, too. Bill in Marlin, Texas is next up with me. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, sir. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi to you, sir.
I don't want to step on your toes, you know, because you're advertising that compost company up in a Metroplex. But being an old Piney Woods boy, you'd probably appreciate this.
Okay.
Over on Highway 79, east of Palestine, going toward Jacksonville, is another compost facility. It's 18 miles east of Palestine, Angelina Nature's resource, and I don't know. I can enjoy my little farm-to-market drive over there to pick that up instead of fighting the Metroplex traffic that I fought for years in an old welding truck.
Okay. I have no problem you mentioning that at all. It's called Angelina's Nature's Resource?
Nature's River.
Okay. Angelina's Nature's River. Yes. What all do they sell other than just compost?
Well, that's all I stopped and bought some from them, and they got a great big old front end loader that they'll load you a pickup or a trailer load down, and well, it's a nice Piney Woods drive over there from my little one-stop light town.
Yeah, that's great. I always like to get new sources, and if you're having good luck with their compost, that's a good tip to give us. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir. The reason I was going over to Jacksonville, you ever been over there to the place that makes the baskets?
Yeah, it's been a long time. You know, I'm from East Texas. I'm from Pittsburgh. Yes. And so I've been there, but it's been a long time ago. Are they still in business?
Yes, sir. They sure are, and they still got better prices than anywhere else in the world.
Okay, great. I appreciate that tip, too.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Call us again, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And, yes, we very much appreciate people giving us sources. We've got even... We've set it up as I should have covered it by now in the show. We have set it up as a entry on our website on dirtdoctor.com, and we have two. We have one that covers retail stores and sources of products and all that kind of thing. We actually have a third thing too. We have a Torx list of the products that we recommend and the products that we do not recommend. But we also have the retail stores. We also started, and this is fairly new, and it's building slowly but surely, and we really want people to help donate information to this. It's a list of people that are landscape contractors that do organic work. And even if they don't do 100%, we would like that information. We get that question a lot, and so anytime somebody has a contractor that does organic work, we like to get that information added to the list so that when people call us from various parts of the country, we can have at least some information for them to start talking to some people about how to get into organics. The other thing about it is if you have a landscape contractor that you like and you're using, but they use chemicals, they don't use the organic program, and you talk to them and they have an open mind about it and want to get into it, they can contact us, the same phone number that you call the show here as a starting point, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478, and we'll put them in touch with suppliers and give them some help about how to get started. Having their employees go through our school is a great way to go. They can come become certified. They can use that label as part of their marketing technique and get into a niche where they can do well financially and also provide a service that there's not a lot of out there in the marketplace. So please give us that kind of information whenever you have. And if you're looking for that stuff, you can look on our website and see the ones we already have listed there. Sue, we may not have time to finish, but we could get started calling from Racine, Wisconsin. What are you up to there?
Okay, I'm not the phone expert. I sent down, I think, two or three pictures realizing it doesn't automatically put a name or phone number. Iris leaves that have yellow streaks.
Okay.
I bought them in bloom last fall. Beautiful, big yellow and white iris, three plants. And the rabbits and or squirrels were eating up everything this spring. Yeah. So I go out with this spray and baby powder and foot powder and all kinds of things I buy or not. Anyway, I did spray these so they wouldn't get eaten. They did not bloom, and they have these yellow streaks. And I don't think it's what's that leaf thing that gets into the columbine. It's not that, the curlicue. It's straight stripes. Like I say, the pictures I sent, I sent them.
I don't know if I got them or not, Sue. I'm going to have to break. Let me put you on hold, and I'll either talk to you off the air, or we'll wait till we come back so we're not rushed on this, okay?
Fine.
Just hang on with me, and we'll talk irises a little bit more. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. The bright green box features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside. No other probiotics today has Dr. O'Hara's world-famous quality for restorative digestive well-being. Enjoy the same trusted probiotic formula that I take every day and consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere, also on Amazon.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We had another guest on the mystery photograph. Arabian Jasmine was guest, and an interesting guest, but that's not the answer. So the mystery photograph is still available. I'm going to, if I don't get a correct identification here pretty soon, I'm going to give you a very powerful clue on it. Here's Sue. Thanks for holding. I'm sorry I didn't get to you off the air, but we needed to chat about this on the air anyway. Your irises, I don't remember getting the shots that you sent, but you say you've got yellow streaking on the foliage, right?
Yes, on the foliage, and they haven't bloomed. I bought them last fall in bloom, so I don't know how late iris bloom. The other iris have bloomed. And
yeah,
spray. Go ahead.
They usually bloom pretty early, so we have something going on. And the trick here is figuring out whether we've got a disease or borers, which can affect the rhizomes of irises and cause yellow streaking.
Right.
Or if it's fungal or bacteria. And I think what I'm going to recommend to you is a treatment that would cover any of those things and get you back in good shape. And what I would recommend that you do is, number one, first of all, let's just look at management kind of things. Make sure you're watering enough, not letting them dry out, but also make sure that it's not staying sopping wet, because it sounds like the kind of irises you bought are not Louisiana irises or Japanese that can take a whole lot of water. So make sure.
No, they're the bearded iris.
Yeah, okay. Well, that they need more of a dry, a normal kind of a water situation. So let's check that first. Secondly, we want to put whole ground cornmeal out, and we want to broadcast it just like a fertilizer. That will help us with any fungal diseases that are going on. And some of the leaf striping that you see on irises are fungal. They can also have bacterial diseases as well. So the other thing that I want you to do is either spray with hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, mix 50-50 with water, or better still, get the commercial product that's so wonderful that I'm in love with, called BioSafe. And they have a disease control product that is a base of hydrogen peroxide. And spraying that will help you with both fungal and bacteria to a degree. But I want to do one more thing, too. I want to give a power going systemic into the plant from garlic. And you put the garlic out one of two ways. You can go to the big box store and buy a big jug of dry granulated garlic. Or you can go to the feed store or the garden center and buy liquid garlic concentrates. Or you can make your own from my formula that's on dirtdoctor.com. You can do either of those three ways. And we're going to put garlic into the soil. You know, if you do it liquid, you're spraying the foliage and it's going into the soil both. Garlic works systemically and will help with both bacteria and fungal problems. And so we're doing kind of a shotgun approach, and we're going to be able with that to control the borers, the fungal, and the bacterial diseases, whichever you have, and get you back in business.
No, because last fall when I bought them, the leaves looked fine. This spring I have iris small amounts in three different spots. The blue ones bloomed. The purple young ones, boy, they bloomed, which shocks me. That I thought, well, I'll have to wait till next year. They're so new. I had broken them apart and checked for borers. Somebody gave me a bunch. Mm-hmm. And then these beautiful, healthy-looking things last fall in bloom from a big box store, perfectly-looking green leaves, planted them, and nada. And I don't see any, what's the one that eats up in the columbine leaves? No curlicues. It's just straight stripes. Anyway, if you get the, I think, three pictures I sent, I'm the one who sent them.
Okay. If I get them and if I see anything else, I'll let you know. But if you use that program I just went through, I think you'll take care of it. And we want to fertilize, you know, at least once, maybe twice a year with a nice organic fertilizer or a wonderful
organic
compost
yes.
or something. Okay.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
All righty, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Sandwich, Illinois, and talk to Nick, listening on WCPT. Hello, Nick.
Good morning, Howard. So I know how to mulch trees, but I need to mulch my garden. So do we mulch, you know, around the plants too, you know, up to a certain point, or do I just mulch like pathways in between to walk in between?
But you ideally want to cover all bare soil with mulch, Nick.
Okay.
The only exception to that would be when you're going to be planting something from seed in the vegetable garden or something like that, you know, wildflowers or whatever. You need bare soil exposed and good soil seed contact in that case, and mulch would foul up the seeding operation. But you want to mulch all the other bare soils. Just don't pile the mulch up on the stems of the plants. You know, keep it out on the root system. And that goes for trees, too. We want to keep the mulch away from the flares, and we want to do the same thing with small annuals and perennials and food crops and things in the garden as well.
Okay. Well, I hear your birds, but
if you had something else, I'll hold you over if you want to wait.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Okay. I'll put you on hold. We'll take time to chat when we start the third hour. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back with you right after this. Telephone number is 866. Is it the third hour or the second hour? I can't keep up with anything. It's the third. I thought it was. The number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. It's going quickly. Be back after this.